Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We're thankful that God has allowed Independence Baptist Church this opportunity to preach the gospel message over the station KWRE for these number of years, and we're thankful for the listeners that have been so faithful to hear the Word of God. We know many of you are not able to come to services, but we pray that God would bless you and that you would remember to pray for us. I'm speaking specifically to those folks that are shut-ins and that just cannot get out, but we're glad that you're listening and you're a real encouragement to us along this line. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We do meet in Forestdale. That's at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. And we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. So you're welcome to come to all these services on this day. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to this service. You can also check us out on the internet if you have internet capabilities. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word. independencebaptist.org. You'll find much information there about Independence Baptist Church. The things that we believe, our statement of faith is there, and also there are some audio files that you can listen to or download of messages that's preached at the pulpit of Independence Baptist Church, and also these radio programs are there, and you're welcome to listen to all of those if you desire. This morning, I would like to look in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and think on the subject of the Bible. The scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, verse 17 states, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." As I think on the subject of the Bible, one of the first things that I think about is how the Bible is God's Word, and yet it is a word that is neglected in this world today. There's a lot of people that want to be associated with the things of God and yet not be intimate with the Word of God. It's like the nation of Israel, whenever they came out of the land of Egypt. And of course, the Israelites were in bondage down there in the land of Egypt, and they did not like it very much, and they cried unto God to send them a deliverer. And God sent Moses in the process of time, and God led the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, and they came to the Mount Sinai, and there God appeared to them on the top of that mountain and with thunders and lightnings and all of that. And the people of Israel spoke to Moses and said, "Moses, you go talk to God. We know that He's up there, and we know that He's a powerful God and a strong God, and we know that He's the God that is able to deliver us and has delivered us. But we do not want that intimate a relationship with God." There's a lot of people today that's exactly the same way. They have their Bible, and they know that that's a good book. They know that it is the Word of God, and yet they do not read that Bible the way they know they ought to read it. Maybe you are in that category of people today. Maybe you are one of those people that have the Bible at arm's length. You know in yourself that this is the Word of God and that it is what you need, and yet it's a book that you put off reading. It's a book that you put off devouring or getting acquainted with. You might look at the Bible and say, "It's just too big a book." Well, it's God's book. You know, the Bible is not like any other book upon the face of this earth because it is God's Word. It's a book that's perfect. It's a book that's Word perfect. The Bible does more than just contain the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. You see, when the Scripture states in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that's exactly what it means. It means that God Almighty has given unto men His Word. He has divinely inspired, that is, God breathed his word upon men that they might know that it is God's word, and they wrote it down, and then God did something else. God preserved his word, because if God had not preserved his word, then we would not have it today. The Old and the New Testament is given by God, and the Old and the New Testament is profitable for our doctrine. The word doctrine simply means teaching. Now, I know there's a lot of folks today that want to have a church that don't have any doctrine. Well, that's like having a church that doesn't have any teaching. And that doesn't work very well at all. However, there are those churches that try to do that, because a lot of churches are nothing more than social organizations, and they're not places where you can go and really worship God. But we want Independence Baptist Church to be a place where you can come and worship God Almighty and learn what God wants you to learn. And so the Bible is good for doctrine. And guess what? It's the only book that's good for doctrine. If you really want to understand the doctrines of God, then you must read the Bible. Listen, folks, be careful about reading books about the Bible. Sometimes we might think that it's the same thing. I mean, we're studying, and so we're reading the writings of men. Well, are we studying the writings of God, or what men have said about God? And I know we need good books. That's the absolute truth. But be careful of just reading books and not reading the Bible. Notice also, the Bible states here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, that not only is the Bible good for our doctrine, the Bible is also good for reproof. Now, that does not mean that we are going to change the Word of God around. Rather, it means that the Word of God ought to change us around. It is the Word of God, and we're the one that needs the Word of God. Also, the Bible states in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that the Bible is good for correction. Now, that doesn't mean that we correct the Bible. A lot of people like to do that. But the Bible is supposed to be correcting us. We're the one in error. The Bible also is good for instruction. Now, that means that if I want to learn something, I need to go to the Bible to find out what that truth is. By the way, when I'm speaking about the Bible, I always mean the King James Bible. A lot of people have other versions, but I think those are very, very dangerous. They're built upon a wrong foundation. The King James Bible is the only Bible that is built upon the foundation that is correct, upon the old paths. All the new versions of the Bible, and you can check this out for yourself, and I hope you do, all the other new versions of the Bible are upon the wrong foundation. Notice in verse 17, the Bible states here that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Today, listen, if you want to be a real, true person of God, and you want to be thoroughly furnished unto the works that God wants you to do, and the works that God expects you to do, and the works that God is going to judge you in, then you need to be well acquainted and very intimate with the Word of God. There's two things that I want to point out right here in verse 17. Let me read this again. That the man of God may be perfect. The man of God may be perfect. This word perfect does not mean without sin, but this word perfect means to be complete or to be fitted for the special uses that God has in mind for you. And then the Bible uses these terms, thoroughly furnished. That means to be complete or to be finished. It means the one who studies the Word of God will be fitted out. Understand this. It is good when preachers study the Word of God, don't you think? Isn't it good when your pastor studies the Word of God and he gets up in the pulpit and you can tell that he's been with God and he's been with the Word of God, and what he gives you is not a bunch of stories, but rather he gives you the Word of God? You can tell the difference. Well, listen, preachers can tell the difference when church members are studying the Word of God too. Just as well as church members can see what the pastor has been doing, so the pastor can see what church members have been doing. You want to be thoroughly furnished? then you need to study the Word of God. It's good when preachers study the Word of God, but it's good when church members study it as well. You can't ever go wrong reading your King James Bible and letting the Word of God change you, letting the Word of God form your doctrines, letting the Word of God correct you, and letting the Word of God instruct you. If you want to be complete, you will do these things and study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Another point about the Bible is this: God wrote it. I did not. God wrote it. You did not. God wrote His Bible. Notice that the Bible has God for its author and salvation for its end. The Bible states in John chapter 5, verse 39 and verse 40, "Search the Scriptures." That's always a good thing to do, isn't it? "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life." Jesus, in this place, in the book of John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40, is speaking to the Pharisees, who study the Bible all the time, but they've never seen Jesus. The fact is, you see, the Bible is given that we might know who Jesus is. God is the author of the Bible, and salvation is the end of the Bible. The Bible reveals salvation unto us. The Bible reveals how we can find eternal life. Jesus said the Old Testament Scriptures spoke of Him. And they did. They gave many prophecies about Jesus and how He was going to come and die that sinners like you and me could be saved. And then the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. I know today that there's some folks, they like to throw the Old Testament away. They say that's of no value to us at all. Of course, the Bible says that the Old Testament is a good example for us. Well, we need the New Testament and the Old Testament. The Old Testament tells us about Jesus who would come. The New Testament tells us of Jesus who has come. The Old Testament is full of prophecies about the coming Savior. The New Testament shows the fulfilling of all those Old Testament prophecies that Jesus Christ has come into the world. I'm glad that we know about salvation. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Why is that? It's because it came from God. It's a good thing. Salvation comes from God. I'm not ashamed of that. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So who can be saved? Well, anybody. Now notice also in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Notice that very, very important point, that those that believe are the ones that are saved. Then you prove your believing by following the Lord in scriptural baptism, by becoming a member of one of His church, and by being faithful to God in your life. And all of this comes because you find out from God His Word. In the moments that we have closing, I just want to admonish you once again to take your Bible down and read it. You will never, ever go wrong. Understand this, that each one of us has one life to live. And as the moments tick by, we're getting closer and closer to death. We're getting closer and closer to eternity. That's not only true for you, it's also true for me. We need to study the Word of God because we need to do right, we need to be right. And one of these days, every one of us is going to stand before God, who created us, who gave us life, who created all this world. We're going to stand before Him, and we're going to give an account to Him for all of our lives. Whether you hear this or whether you don't, it's all the same. We're all going to give an account. This morning I would like to give you another invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We'll have our Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Our morning worship at 11, our evening services at 4 o'clock, and then our worship at 4:30. We also invite you to listen next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.